understanding dust production and mass loss on the AGB phase using post-AGB stars in the Magellanic Clouds, by Sylvia Tosi et al. Aims. We aim to understand the variation of the surface chemistry that occurs during the AGB phase by analyzing results from observations of single post-AGB stars in the Magellanic Clouds. We also aim at reconstruct dust formation processes that are active in the circumstellar envelope of AGB stars. Methods. We study likely single post-AGB sources in the Magellanic Clouds that exhibit a double-peaked, shell-type, spectral energy distribution, SED. We interpret their SED by comparing with results from radiative transfer calculations to derive the luminosity and the dust content of the individual sources. Additionally, we compare the observationally derived stellar parameters in the photospheric chemical abundances of the target sample with results from stellar evolution modeling of AGB and post-AGB stars. This allows for the characterization of the individual sources in terms of initial mass and formation epoch of the progenitors. Results. We find that amongst our target sample of 13 likely single post-AGB stars with shell-type SED, 8 objects are carbon stars descending from 1 to 2.5 M sun progenitors. 5 of the 13 objects are of lower mass, descending from M. This was understanding dust production and mass loss on the AGB phase using post-AGB stars in the Magellanic Clouds, by Sylvia Tosi et al.